Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A judge in Maine today rejected efforts by the state to enforce a full quarantine on nurse Casey Hickox. She returned to the U.S. recently after treating Ebola patients in Sierra Leone and has argued that the quarantine order was unnecessary and illegal.
Casey Hickox's lawyers called today's decision a victory, but the judge did order her to submit to daily monitoring of her symptoms, to coordinate travel with public health officials, and to notify them if she presents symptoms of Ebola.
Deborah Wilson is following these developments with interest. She lives in Lenox, Massachusetts, and she too is a nurse recently returned from West Africa. She was in Liberia, where she was treating Ebola patients with Doctors Without Borders. And Deborah Wilson is with us now. Good to have you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
So you've been back for more than 21 days. You are symptom-free. You were not in quarantine, but in a recommended transition period. Can you tell us what that meant, what you did during those 21 days?
Yes, it was part of the protocol with Doctors Without Borders, and we were all taught before we left, explained what would happen, and when we were debriefed when we came back, and what it was taking our temperature twice a day. If any symptoms showed, we were to call. We had a special direct line that we could call 24/7, and we were to call immediately, and we were to immediately isolate ourselves until we could be formally isolated. We were also asked to stay within 3 hours of a designated hospital that was chosen before we left on mission, so that they could be alerted immediately and we could go.
Now, that 21 days has just come to an end, just earlier this week.
That's correct.
I gather a feeling of relief. How do you feel?
I think it's relief, but I feel I'm more worried about all the nurses that are going out there, because I've been hearing from nurses from different organizations who are now worried about what's going to happen to them when they come back if they go on mission. Mm. And I just feel there's so much that is needed to be done in West Africa to support the medical teams there, the Liberian nurses who I worked closely with. They need international support. And I feel rather than our nurses worrying about what's going to happen when they come back, they need to be focused on the work that they're going to there.
So I'm curious what you make of the story of nurse Casey Hickox up in Maine. The state of Maine had tried to force her into quarantine. She went out for a bike ride earlier this week. She was followed by state police. We heard about the judge's ruling today. But what's your reaction to her case?
I just feel it's unfair, and I feel it's not based on medical science. And I think if we look, there's not one single person in the general public in America that has contracted Ebola. And I think looking at Casey Hickox and any of us that have gone out with Doctors Without Borders, that we're well screened. This is not our first mission. We are taking our temperatures even in Liberia or in Sierra Leone. She's responsible. And she's just been on a really stressful mission as I was. You want to come home. You want to relax. You want to be able to see your friends, and you have to educate people. There's so much fear here. You have to spend your time educating them rather than telling them what it was like there and getting people to actually open their eyes to the world. We are a global nation now.
Sure. This is a tough question, but I'm going to ask it. What would you say to folks who say, this is an awful disease. It's really scary. We're scared. So let's just be really, really careful. Better safe than sorry.
No, I understand people saying that, given the fear and misinformation that's gone out.
Yeah.
And I guess what I'd say is, even though I understand, I feel it's not going to change anything quarantining nurses or any medical teams when they come back. It's actually feeding into the misinformation. And what my concern is, given the kind of reactions that I've seen, for example, preventing Rwandan children from going to school when Rwanda has no Ebola and those Rwandan children haven't even been in Rwanda. Mm. So the kind of fear and stigma that's occurring, that's spilling out from this, I feel somehow we have to fight for our civil rights now. Otherwise, something else will be taken away, whether it's closing borders, whether it's ostracizing Liberians. So I feel something has to be done now. And I want to show support for Casey Hickox, because I feel she's been very brave to go to Sierra Leone And she just got stuck in the middle of a whole mess. It wasn't her choice at all.
Tell me what it's been like for you since you've returned. I mean, have you had to deal with this fear, this paranoia, this stigma?
Yes, I have, but on a much milder case. I mean, I came through Newark. It was no problem. Customs officials, everyone was incredibly polite. There was no problems. I've had people confused, but I've found that when I've educated them and just explained that I'm not in quarantine, what the transition is, they're willing to hug me, they're willing to go out to dinner, have me over for dinner. Some of my friends, when they've gone to work, when they've actually said, hey, one of my friends has just come back from Liberia, she's actually really been doing it out there, they say, if you see her or anything, you cannot come here. And wow. These are medical people, and I feel it's incumbent on medical people, medically trained people, not to buy into the fear, but to actually really be part of sanity and quelling the misinformation.
You know, it's striking when you think about thousands of people dying tragically in West Africa from Ebola. Here in the U.S., one person has died, and yet so much of the coverage has been about the fear, the response. I mean, I'm afraid we're talking about it here, but what do you make of that? How do we turn that around?
Well, that's why I feel what Casey Hickox is doing and me speaking out is important, because I want us to bring our attention back to what America could do. I want the best to come out of America. I mean, before all this happened, America was one of the countries that really did respond. And I feel that we can do so much more. America is one of the most generous nations in the world. So why not the best of us instead of the fearful paranoia? We actually love heroes. So why, as a nation, can't we be heroic and actually think about West Africa instead of worrying about ourselves?
What's next for you? Will you be returning to Liberia to continue helping Ebola patients?
I would love to, but my boss and my co-workers were so generous to allow me to go for 6 weeks, which now got extended way longer. And so I feel I have to honor my full-time job and all the work that the nurses did to step up and take extra shifts while I was gone.
Well, as someone who worked in Liberia, what do you want people here to understand about what's happening over there?
Again, 10,000 people have been affected. Nearly 5,000 people have died. So that's very different to here. And the outbreak began in January. Those countries need international support and global solidarity to be able to get through this and to be able to stabilize afterwards. So they need our attention on them in a big-hearted way and in a sane way, rather than us being worried and fearful over something that won't occur here.
All right. Well, that's Deborah Wilson. She's a nurse from Lenox, Massachusetts. She returned from Liberia more than 3 weeks ago, where she was treating people infected with Ebola. Deborah Wilson, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Stay with us. Coming up, the loss of a political figurehead, gubernatorial candidate faux pas, and Boston's Ebola preparedness. That's all in our Week in Review, just ahead. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.